Chapter 1.
In conclusion, I think we can all agree that Aponix will be in good hands.
A single pair of hands began to applaud.
You nailed it!
Satisfied, Maggie Reynolds nodded at her audience of one, her administrative assistant, Alyssa.
I think I did. Now let's just hope the real presentation goes off without a hitch. You're due in the conference room downstairs in...
Alyssa checked her watch.
10 minutes.
No time to lose.
She shoved up from the chair behind her desk, and her stomach pitched as the room made a slow revolution.
You okay?
Fingers gripping the edge of the desk to keep from sinking right back into her chair, Maggie blinked and waited for the world to right itself.
Yeah, I'm fine. I just stood up too fast.
Alyssa looked askance in her direction.
Are you sure? Have you eaten today?
Had she?
I grabbed a pastry on my way into the office. Or was that yesterday? That was 6 hours ago.
Convinced her legs would hold her, Maggie began to gather up her presentation materials.
We'll get a celebratory meal after the contracts are signed. Seriously, I'm fine. I just need another cup of coffee.
Already on it.
Alyssa thrust a travel mug into her hand.
You are a goddess.
Even as Maggie sipped, she wondered if blood coffee level was a thing. If so, hers was well over the legal limit. But it was the only way she'd been able to function the past few weeks. Okay, months, if she were being honest. She'd been working too hard because work kept her from thinking. That was par for the course, and what she'd done for the past 12 years when September rolled around. A part of her was afraid of where her mind would go without the distraction of contracts and mergers and the endless minutiae of being right hand to one of the most powerful women in the country. But this year had been worse than usual. Ever since her mother died in a car accident and she'd been pulled home to Tennessee to help her sisters deal with the estate and the aftermath, it had just been one thing after another. A lot more travel to settle things, a lot of legal stuff Maggie had been the natural choice to take on, a lot of reconnecting with her sisters, which was good, so good. Mostly. But it was bringing up memories she'd done her best to forget. Instead of a few weeks of overwork distraction in September, she'd been at this for more than a year. She'd been doing double duty for somewhere around 18 months, keeping herself too busy to be overwhelmed by things she'd rather not remember. She couldn't deny it was taking a toll. Her body was drained, and all the caffeine had her pulse skittering, so she felt simultaneously edgy and dull. Maybe she should take a little time, a long weekend, to catch up on sleep. Maybe she'd find a spa up in Sonoma and get pampered. Later, after the anniversary. Palming the flash drive with her presentation, she moved around her desk.
Let's do this. Do you have the copies of the contract?
Right here, sticky tabbed, exactly as you wanted.
Perfect. You're a lifesaver.
Reviewing the details of the final pitch, they headed down the hall toward the elevator that would take them to the conference room on the 42nd floor. The merger with Aponix was all but locked in. Its owner, Roman Lewis, just had to sign on the dotted line. Maggie's phone began to vibrate. Seeing her sister Prue's name flash across the screen, she stopped dead. The baby. 37 weeks. Her mind spun through all the prospective complications, everything that could go wrong. Preeclampsia, preeclamptic seizure, placental abruption. What if Prue had gone into preterm labor? What if the umbilical cord had wrapped around the baby's neck? A cold wave of fear swept over her skin, leaving a dewy sheen of sweat in its wake.
Let them know I'll be there as soon as I can. I have to take this.
Peeling off, she strode back to her office, punching answer as she went.
What's wrong?
Do you want to tell me why there's a $700 stroller in my foyer?
Mind still trapped in the horror of what if, it took Maggie a few moments to register the tone of mild interest, underscored with just a hint of exasperation.
What? Are you okay? Are you having contractions?
I'm fine. The baby's fine. I'm just trying to figure out why you sent me the Cadillac.